Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Search Engine Optimization Podcast with Tim Jennings. I'm your host, Tim, and I've been the head of SEO at Soulheart for almost 9 years now. In those 9 years, I've had the pleasure of helping businesses and nonprofits dominate in the search results for the keywords that mean the most to them. From an online baby due date betting site that allows expecting parents to have some fun with their pregnancy and earn some cash for their baby necessities, to YMCAs across the country, and everything in between, I have enjoyed helping these companies and organizations obtain their goals using organic traffic from search engines like Google. Today, I want to tell you briefly about a tool that I have started using myself to help organize, plan, and improve my headings SEO strategy. At this point, after hearing me say that last sentence, you might be saying to yourself, "Are you kidding me? A heading strategy for SEO?" And if that's you, let me tell you boldly and with confidence, yes, I am 100% serious when I tell you that you need a heading SEO strategy. Why do you need a heading SEO strategy? Because headings, also known as subheadings or subheadlines, are one of the most important factors of on-page SEO. When done correctly, your page can experience incredible benefits. But when handled improperly, you will confuse search engines and kill your chances of ranking before they ever get started. To learn more about headings, you can go back and listen to Season 2, Episode 12 of my podcast entitled "The Importance of Subheadlines and How to Use Them Properly." But well-structured headings allow you to organize the page's content in a clear and concise manner that helps both users and search engines understand what your content is about. When you use keywords in your headings, you catch the attention of your users and search engines. Search engines use it to decide whether or not they should rank your content. Okay, enough about why you should focus on your headings. Let's talk about the tool that will make your life more easy, the Highlight Headings Chrome extension. The Highlight Headings Chrome extension does exactly what you would expect. It highlights all the headings on a web page. But besides just highlighting all the headings, it also identifies them and lets you know which heading tag they are using. That is important because it gives you a visual to easily inspect and ensure that, one, you are using your keywords in your headings, and two, you are using the correct heading tag, and the headings are in the proper order, and they are well structured organizationally. You can also use the Highlight Headings Chrome extension for competitor analysis research. When researching what content is on the internet already for your keyword, you can use the Chrome extension to see how your competitors are using headings. Check out what keyword variations they are using, how many headings the page contains, how they are structured, how they structure their subheadings, etc. Then use that information to help you shape your content. That's all for today's episode. If you found it helpful, and if you're interested in learning more of the exact tactics that I use to help my clients rank, then you'll definitely want to join the waitlist for the Soulheart Circle. The Soulheart Circle will give you access to all the trainings, strategy, and tactics that we use every day at Soulheart, our digital marketing agency, that drive results. Learn how to effectively run ad campaigns, email marketing campaigns, SEO, and more. To join the waitlist, head over to soulheart.co/SEO. Thanks for listening. Now it's time to get back to work. Go get some victories by optimizing your headings. Have a great day.